Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Now you may all take your seats. Thank you very much. And I need to start with this. I'm going to start the opening prayer, and we'll take it from there. The band can now be released, and music will play in the background. Just before we get into the first prayer, I want to also mention specifically Cape Town, Pastor Jacques van der West Station down there in Cape Town. They're also fasting the whole weekend, and also I should actually say the entire Fivefold Ministries. We'll say more about it tomorrow. But right now, prayer begins for all. And I want to start where the Lord has led me to go. Father, you have said in your word, 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 4. You said, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for the kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord our God and our Savior, who desires that all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In accordance with what you've shown me in the visions, Lord, I want to start immediately and get towards this direction. And I want to pray over this nation. The first thing is the request right now that you help us to build a hedge of protection around the land with immediate effect. That goes for all the nations listening to me now. Everybody, you pray for your nation wherever you are. We pray right now because it is God who builds the hedge of protection. It is God who does that. It is us. We pray. We do a sacrifice, a spiritual sacrifice, when we pray and we offer ourselves, we work together in the Spirit and sacrifice ourselves to the Lord. As we approach the Lord through the blood of Jesus Christ, we gather in the name of Jesus now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you clothe everybody in this place with a full armor of God, with a helmet of salvation, with a breastplate of righteousness. We gird our loins with the truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take up the shield of faith wherewith we quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, we declare that we're in Christ, hidden in God, and sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and washed in the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. We can bind, we can loose. We got the power of God unto salvation of many. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to pray for the nation. And Father, the first thing that I want to simply ask you, and that's every country that's involved worldwide, as Christians unite in prayer, we ask God to build a hedge of protection. We pray that you send your holy angels and stop all the nonsense that's going on in the land, that you will send your holy angels and that they will surround the nation and stop the stampede of dark spirits of the devil, fallen angels that are very active, that I've seen in the visions of the night. They're very active at the moment. And Father, right now, we want to encircle this country with the holy angels of war. And we want to ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, as you do that, that the war begins in the spirit right now with Satan and the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual hosts of wickedness and the heavenlies. We come against you, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, and over this nation, over all the nations that are being prayed for, in fact, over every nation on the earth, we serve you. Notice your time is running out. We break your power and we bind you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. As we begin in the spirit, we do war against forces that are active in this area all around the West Rand. Thank you very much. Oh, around this nation, around this country, around every country that's being prayed for, we break Satan's power, we break every curse, we break every curse, and we strike Satan with the weapons of our warfare, mighty through God, and we pull down every stronghold of the devil right now in the highest places of government and authority in the country. Let's go. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Let's just press in, press in. Don't lose the momentum now. Just press in. This is serious. It's warfare time. A nation depends on the prayers of a praying church. And right now, Father, we thank you that we have gathered together in the name of Jesus. And oh Lord, we're going to press in now. We're going to focus on what Pastor Harold just said. We're going to take authority over every work of the devil. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the evil one. And your word says no harm shall befall us. So let's press in. We're not going to be in a hurry. We're going to make serious effort to press in. So we want to hear you. The music will play now before I announce the next topic. So let's press in and pray. Come on, we want to hear you pray wherever you are. Let's be serious for this hour. Hallelujah. Let the music play and we press in, we press in. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whether you pray in your tongue or whether you pray in your mother tongue or in your natural language, just pray, pray, pray now. Hallelujah. Oh, the yoke is destroyed by the anointing tonight in this place. Holy Spirit, pour out your anointing now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours, O Lord. It is the kingdom and it is exalted as head over all. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Yours is the greatness and the power and the glory. We're going to glorify God as righteousness is established in this nation. Father, today my heart broke because I saw the results and the fruits of unrighteousness. And we're going to focus now on the restoration of righteousness, and that the kingdom of God will come in the nations of the world again. Lord, righteousness exalts a nation, your word says, but sin is a reproach to any people. Father, how many people around us have been affected negatively because of the unrighteousness that we have seen manifest in our government, oh God? Lord, the previous dispensation and the governments of this world, oh God, we want to pray tonight that you will reveal yourself to every president of every nation in this world, oh God, that righteousness shall be established again in the nations and in the government circles. Not many, many days ago, Pastor Harold had a vision for South Africa of the tree being uprooted and the unrighteousness being exposed. Tonight, Father, we want to make war on unrighteousness, and we want to beg you, oh God, to pour out your Spirit again in such a wonderful way that righteousness shall be established again, oh God. And we know that we have to repent according to Acts 3 verse 19 to 21. Repent therefore and be converted, nations of the world, South Africa and France and America and Belgium, Europe, wherever you are. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and He may send Jesus Christ, who was preached before, whom heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things. Father, we thank you tonight as we press in now and we make serious effort to pray that unrighteousness will be done away with in the world, and that the anointing will come upon us and righteousness be restored. We're going to pray for this now. Let's press in. Come on, righteousness, righteousness. It is to be in right standing with God, that the filth of this world will be washed away by the rain of righteousness. Holy Spirit, come. Come in Jesus' name. Let's pray for a minute or two on this topic of righteousness. What can you think of in your nation that represents unrighteousness? Pray that God will send His angels to do away with those things for the glory of God. Let's press in. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, let the music play. Let the music play. And don't stop. Keep the pressure on. Keep the pressure on in the spirit now. Hallelujah. Soto Moshe de Mesteben. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, church, let's press into the Spirit. Let's be serious about our prayers this night. Father God, we come this night as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Father, we fully submit to your will, your plan, and your action plan for this weekend, O God. Lord, our prayer is that you wash every person in the blood of Jesus Christ. We repent of all sin. Father God, we stand before you as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And tonight we can say, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and he is the Prince of Peace. Lord, as we come to you tonight, Father, our prayers tonight are, Father, that you would restore peace to the nations of this world, and especially South Africa, Father. Lord, we pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would bring peace to the hearts of men and women, that the Prince of Peace will manifest in South Africa. We pray for the Prince of Peace, O God, that he would come in and that people will bend their knees to the Prince of Peace tonight. So, Father in heaven, we ask in Jesus' name, the name above every other name, that you would bring healing and restoration to our broken land and its precious people. Do not allow the enemy to continue to sow seeds of fear and hopelessness, but in Jesus' name, we ask that you will help your church to be the light and rebuild and restore the broken walls. So tonight, Father, we come against that spirit of fear. We come against every plan of Satan. Lord, people fear for their lives, but the Prince of Peace, you just call upon his name and he manifests his anointing and his presence where his name is called on. Father, we are more than 1 year tonight, and as we gather and we are united in the Spirit, Father, we pray for the peace of God that would surpass all understanding, would guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Father. Lord, we pray that your peace would come down, O God, upon your people, that your people would humble themselves and come into total unity with what the Spirit of God does, Father. For Lord, your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We pray tonight, Holy Spirit, take charge in the Spirit and remove, Lord, from the homes, the workplaces where your people go, Father, that you would remove fear. We break that power tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray in the Spirit intensely for the peace of God in this nation in Jesus' mighty name.
Father, while we're in the spirit of coming against the spirit of fear and the spirit of terror, I also want to pray now for our President Cyril Ramaphosa. I want to pray for Tutu Mboweni. I want to pray for Pravin Gordhan. Lord, I want to pray that you will keep those men, that you will preserve them, that you will build a hedge around them, around their families, around their loved ones, that no harm will come near them, that Father, the heart of the assassin that is trying to come against them, that will be bound in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of protection over those men, and we thank you, Father, that your hand is upon them heavily. Holy Spirit, I pray for the mind of Christ. I pray for the spirit of revelation upon those men, that the eyes of their understanding will be opened, that their spiritual ears will be opened to the voice of God. For God, it is you that determines the king. It is you that turns the head and the heart of the king. We pray, Father, that you will just take control of those three men right now in Jesus' name, and any harm that Satan would try to do to them, that it be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Should be the video under the back, shake it and then the bomb on that. Let's pray in the Spirit together with unity. Unity of the Spirit together, church. Let's pray. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Let's call upon El Eon, the Most High God. Let's call upon Yahweh, Sabaoth, the God of the armies of Israel. He's such an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Zikiri under the bush. Zibidibidi under the bako. Zekirin and then didibamon on them. Koroti under the bush. Salaladi under the bako. Zekirin the andidiba. Kereti under the bush. Salaladi under the bako. Zekirin and then didiba. Koroti under the bush. Salaladi under the bemon on didibako. Zekirin and then didiba. And Father, with all humility and lowliness of mind, we come once more before your throne of grace and mercy. We are very humbled, O God. When Samuel said these words, "How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one, no God like you, O God. We have never even heard of another God who is like you. You are such an awesome God. You are El Elyon, you are the Most High God. Heavenly Father, thank you that even David saw it, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you hold strength and power in the palm of your hand to build up and to strengthen all. That is why this evening we call upon your holy name. We call upon you, Yahweh Sabaoth. We call upon you, O God, for we know with you we shall never be discouraged, O God. With you we shall never be disturbed, O God. For we know with all of our heart that, God, you will break through for us in the name of Jesus. And then we would have plenty of reasons to praise you all over again. Yes, we shall live before your face, O God, as a saving grace to the glory of your holy name. And Father, tonight we want to pray for all the nations, O God. We want to lift up poverty. We want to pray for joblessness before you, O God. Your word in Deuteronomy 15:11 said, "For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brothers. You shall open your hand wide to the poor and to your needy in your land." And therefore, Father, we pray that our hearts will open up for the poor. Lord, you will make our eyes and our ears attentive to the cries of those who are in need, O God. And we pray that in the name of Jesus, there will never lack any good thing in the land of the living, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray that as the church, O God, we will come to a point of realizing that even our giving, O God, will improve the lives of those who do not have. We pray, Heavenly Father, lifting up even the government, O God, that you will raise up a godly government that will take care of the poor, that will consider their dire need, O God, and that will improve the standard of living in the land of those that are poor. Lord, tonight we pray, raise up men, raise up women, O God, that will come into power, that will open their hearts and hands to provide for those who do not have. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we pray that we know and we believe that we'll take authority as your church over the spirit of poverty and failure. We will take, as we pray, we will take authority over the curse, Heavenly Father, of thistles and thorns. Your word says, when we stand together in agreement, Lord, you have commanded a blessing, life forevermore to the highly and even to the lowly, O God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that the church will walk in righteousness, O God. That as we walk in righteousness, O God, you will release a blessing over the land. You will pray, and we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we believe with all of our hearts that you will never forsake us. You will never abandon this land. The poor will always flourish. You will raise them up, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray in agreement, church. Let's push it, O God, and let's believe God will never disappoint us. He will never, ever, ever disappoint us. He will break through for us, as the word in Psalm 42 verse 11 says. Sikiri under the bone, kereti under the bone, salalali under the bone, oratarabas sali under the bone, on them, kereti under the bone, salalali under the bone, oroterebe sali under.
Yes, keep praying in the spirit. Those who cannot pray in the spirit, pray in the understanding, but don't stop. Keep praying, keep pushing in. Yes, precious Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, Lord, we are humbled by the fact, Lord, that we can come to your throne of grace, Lord, where we can rest and where we can place our prayers, our intercessions, our petitions, and that it is possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, hear the prayers of your people, Lord, praying in this place and all over the world, Lord, those who are connected. Hear the prayers of your people, Lord. Bend down from your heaven and listen to us, Lord. Please, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, incline your ear unto us, Lord, and hear what we are praying, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit put the words in our mouth so that we may bring glory and honor to your name. As tonight, Lord, we bring before you the economical situation of South Africa, Lord, and we know at the same time every nation that is praying with us, the economy of that nation also before you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. First of all, we can declare that our economy is not of this world. Our economy is in the heaven, and we look unto the heavens, Lord, for provision, for protection. And Lord, we thank you that this is possible in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your scripture, your word declares that you alone, Lord, will supply in all our need according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for prospering this nation and sending the abundance of your increase. In spite of how things may look in the natural, Lord, we are not guided, nor are we moved by the things in the natural, Lord, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Yes, Lord, we glory in that, Lord. This is a very personal thing to us, Lord, because the economy impacts every single person, whether it is the exchange rate, whether it is the fuel price. We can call whatever we want to call and name whatever we want to call, but this is a personal thing, Lord, and we therefore submit and surrender everything pertaining to the economy before you and ask you, Father, please come and change and restore. Lord, please increase where the increase is needed. And we thank you, Lord, that shortly we will bring certain ministerial offices before you, but we just thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly to your throne and declare that our God is King, that you are the ruler of this nation, that you have never abdicated from your throne, and that you still reign, and you are our God, Lord, and we trust you, we believe in you, we have faith in you, and we love you. And yes, Lord, please
Please come in, O Holy Spirit, as we sense your presence to come upon your people. Lord, put the words in our mouth. Let us pray in unity to believe that which we ask for we shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, right now we bring before you the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Public Enterprises, the Ministry of Trade and Industry, and the Department of Economic Development. Then also, Lord, we lift up in prayer and we ask that you will undertake for the Treasury in South Africa, the Reserve Bank, the banking sector, and every financial institution. Lord, these people and departments are tasked with the responsibility to come up with lucrative, wise means and ways, Lord, to govern this country in a righteous way. We pray for these men and women, for every single one of them, and ask you, Father, that you will bestow upon them the fear of the Lord, your spirit of excellence, the mind of Christ, to do what it is that they have been tasked to do. Lord, you chose them. You place all people in positions of authority. It is unto you, and therefore we lift them up. It is our task. It is our responsibility, and we do so willingly to lift up these men and women, Lord, that you will help and aid them to come up with ways and means, innovative and creative means and ways, Lord, to improve and to, Lord, to increase the economy of South Africa. Lord, we also pray for favorable international relations and foreign policies to restore, protect, and increase investor sentiment towards South Africa. We pray for economic revival by your supernatural anointing upon all these leaders and these people. Lord, do restore jobs, to increase in new job opportunities, and to open up new opportunities in stagnant sectors of our economy market. Lord, we pray that the national economy will be strengthened through wise legislation and prudent stewardship of the resources by all leaders and citizens of South Africa. Lord, it is every person's responsibility to contribute and be part of this, Lord. This is the nation where you have placed every single one of us, Lord. It is therefore our responsibility to stand in the gap, to pray and to lead by your Holy Spirit. Lord, and right now we thank you, Father, that we can come. Yes, Lord, and I ask that every person will raise their voice and their intensity, because right now we come against Satan and his cohorts and every demon activity that is trying to hurt our economy. That serpent of old, the deceiver of nations, the father of lies. We come against you, Satan, and we bind every works of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we release from the heavens, Lord, your provision, your spirit of peace, your spirit of provision and abundance. We pray that the love of God will come upon this nation, Lord, and we will be as one people. And we receive what you have installed for us. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we stand on the authority in accordance with your word. Because if we do not pray according to your word, these are just man-made words without any power or authority. But your word says that through Christ we have the authority to trample on every serpent and scorpion in this nation who wants to hurt our economy. Lord, and we have all the power of the enemy, and no harm shall come to us. But we shall not marvel that demons are obedient to us, no, Lord. But we shall glory in the fact that our names are written in the heavens. Therefore, Lord, let your favor come down. Pour out your blessings and your abundance over the economy of South Africa, because we see what we don't see yet. We declare what is not there yet, and we speak it in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the glory and the honor and the praise be to you, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the midst of all of this, give the Lord a quick praise offering, everybody. Let's keep praying. Just keep praying. Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. Just keep praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As you keep on praying, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying anywhere. But in the week, I'm saying this so that I can pray this, so that I can explain this, and it cuts in exactly with the visions that I've been seeing. We had discussions with a magistrate in the court. And they were doing witchcraft. There's a lot of witchcraft going on against court cases. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of witchcraft, a lot of divination, a lot of sorcery against court cases and the legal system and justice in the land. And so therefore, we want to pray over our every single court in the land. every magistrate's court, every justice, every judge, from the chief justice of the nation all the way through. We want to pray for them. We want to pray over those people investigating, those people from the National Prosecuting Authority. We want to pray over those people that are busy with the investigation of all kinds of crime and corruption that is adversely affecting the nation. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, we now build a hedge of protection around every courthouse, around every judge. Demons will not manifest in those court cases anymore. We hear that even while a court case is going on, demons manifest and people have to stop a court case because of the devil showing up. We take authority over those demons right now. We take authority over those demons right now. And all the witchcraft that's going on and all the conniving with all of the witch doctors that are busy, all sorts of curses being sent towards the court cases in the name of Jesus. And then there's a retardation of justice. It's like somebody puts a slow motion button, presses it, and everything is just slowing down and never gets to a point. So, along with the witchcraft, along with the divination, along with the sorcery, we come against this in the name of Jesus. Satan, in the name of Jesus, we bind you in every courthouse. We bind you in the justice system. We bind you in your activities against the police. We bind you in your activities against our nation and the destabilization of the land. It is written in the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse number 30. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? There are many praying right now. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock. Even their enemies are being their own judges. Now, with that being said, God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And recompense, their foot shall slip in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For the Lord himself now will judge his people and have compassion on his church and on his servants when he sees that their power is gone. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are upon heaven's throne tonight. We are not looking at human beings or the arm of flesh. We do not lean on or trust in the arm of flesh. We trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We lean not in our own understanding. We acknowledge God in all of our ways. And now in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to pray over the nation. Every nation that's listening, you do it over your own nation. We begin to pray over the nation right now against demonic forces and the spirits of witchcraft, the spirits of the witch doctors, the spirits of people being sent into court cases to act as human chalices to manifest demons during the court cases and evoke fear amidst the people so they cannot give the correct judgment. So we come right now in the name of Jesus against those spirits specifically that's been used in the legal system or against the legal system or against the justice system. And we bind you, Satan, and we strike you with the weapons of our warfare. Mighty through God, we break your power and we prohibit you from going into the courts right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Come on, give the Lord a praise offering.
That's right. Give him a good praise offering. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, Father. Let the music play and let's press in. Let's really make war in this dimension. Don't give up. Press in now. Come on. Oh, tomo shede de melebesta maridi marabosta kododo morobotobom. Oh, roko toko tomoko shada de malabasa badabadabam. Oh, I can actually see how the demon forces are being pushed back as you pray. Listen, the atmosphere over our nation and every praying nation tonight is changing for the better in the name of Jesus. God is a God that hears prayer. And we thank you for that, Father. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. Pray, pray, pray.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord, how wonderful to know that there is still hope for South Africa, because Jesus Christ is called our hope in 1 Timothy 1 verse 1. There is hope. Our judicial system is still in place, and God Almighty still hears prayers. And that is why, Father, now we just for a few minutes are going to focus on the desperate situation in South Africa for rain, O God. I do not know the other situations of other nations, but in South Africa, we are facing an economic disaster, Father. If the heavens doesn't open up quickly and you pour down rain over this nation, O Lord. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Father, we know that the heavens are shut up because of the sins of the nation. And we are here tonight to humble ourselves and to confess, O God, and to repent from our evil works and to call upon your name. And Lord, we know that for South Africa in particular, you are going to open the windows of heaven quickly, O God. Today even we had some showers, Lord, but we ask that there will be good, solid, penetrating rain that will fall in this nation. We believe, O God, that as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. And Lord, there is dryness in the nation. There is dryness in the church. There is dryness, O God, in the economy. There is dryness. And we implore you tonight. We beg of you. We ask of you. Open the windows of heaven, O God, and pour down rain in the natural and in the spirit. We ask, Father, that as you rain down your righteousness, as you rain down the clouds that will open, that the fields will rejoice, the animals will rejoice, the economy will be restored, O God. So we're going to ask you now, O God, very seriously, for a few minutes, O Lord, we're going to pour our hearts into this prayer. Please send us rain, O God, from your heaven in Jesus' name. Come on, be serious about this. The dams need to be filled. The farmers need to have security and rejoice. The animals are crying out. The people are crying out. Father, open the heavens, send in the clouds, send your angels to command those clouds and to push them into the nation, that they will connect and form wonderful bands of rain, wave after wave over our nation in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray for that now. Oh Lord, tenda botomolobo shadadamalabasabam repetemerekestomos.
Shele berberata bosse che te be berberata minda berberosta tele berberata bosse be che te ba berberata be shi berbe che te ba berberata me la pa che te ba berberata be shi berbe che te be berberata bosse be lam berba berbe che te ba shi berbe che te be. Father God, tonight We cast our burdens upon you. We cast the burdens of this nation upon you. For you are the answer. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We call upon the name above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We call upon the blood of Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus will break every yoke in this nation. Father God, we pray right now that you break down the walls of division and separation. Lord, for you have made your people from one blood, and we come against spirits, Lord, that causes unbelief, fear, and doubt in South Africa and upon the nations of this world. We strike Satan right now with the weapons of our warfare, mighty in God, to the pulling down of strongholds of fear and disbelief in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we pray that you restore peace, order, and stability in South Africa, Father. Lord, we pray this from the north to the south and the east to the west. And we thank you, O God, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Lord, we wrestle against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this age, the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. We cast him down tonight. We break his power in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, if the Lord does not build the house, in vain your church labor. Lord, we pray in Jesus' mighty name that you build a new South Africa. Lord, that you restore, Lord, this nation to what you want it to be in the spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Lord, we pray tonight that this tree, the beautiful tree that is busy raising up, that it would bear much fruit and bring to every person and every citizen of this nation the blessings from God in Jesus' mighty name.
Let's keep pressing on, church. Let's keep praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we know tonight that we are consecrated by the word and by prayer. And we stand before your throne of grace and mercy. Thank you that we know we can pray for the nations. We can pray for the young people, for the youth of our nation and the youth of the nations of the world. Lord, there is no better place to put our young people than in the hands of God the Almighty. According to your word in Isaiah 64, verse number 8-9, O God. And therefore, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we want to ask your forgiveness, O God. We know there is a lot of family dysfunctionalism. We know there is a lot of family problems, O God. Brokenness within families because of divorces, separations, and all kinds of wrong things, O God. Father, tonight we pray that, Lord, forgive us for allowing our young people to be neglected, O God. We pray that in the name of Jesus, that is why we have these young people retaliating in unforgiveness and acts of violence, O God. For we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we will never lack any godly parenting in our nation, O God. We take authority in the name of Jesus against any pressure that comes upon families. We pray in the name that is above all other names, Lord, that the spirit of your conviction will guide and rest upon every family. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that there is no terrible financial pressure that will lead our young people to come into acts of thieving, acts of prostitution, addictions, and lewdness, O God. And therefore, take authority over that spirit. We break Satan's power in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of lust. We pray against the spirit of pornography. We take authority over the spirit of immorality. Any form of any spiritual, Lord, looseness, we pray. Let the wisdom of God come upon our young people, O God. Let the wisdom of God, spiritual insight and revelation of the knowledge of God's word. We pray, let every young person be put in the hands of the Most High God. We call all young people to arise, and we will never, never, ever allow them, O God, to fall into the darkness of that domain. We will never allow them to die young. And we pray that young people will arise in the name of Jesus. Jesus shall become real to our young people, oh God, in this nation and nations of the world. We call them to arise. We call them to arise. We call them to arise. We call them to arise in the name that is above all other names.
Okay, everybody, let's stand up. Give the Lord a good praise offering. Thank you. We're not finished. We're not finished. You can move everywhere to your seats. And I just want to say a few words before I get into this thing a little bit deeper. Now you may take your seats. Thank you very much. Again, those pastors of far outlying churches always stay in control of your congregation where you are, so that they are praying. This is Prayer October. This is the month. It's an institution of God. God spoke by the Holy Spirit very clear. We're to set aside a month in which we're to focus on prayer, and it's the month of October. So that's just amazing. And furthermore, I want to say to the people overseas, so that you focus on your nations, even as we pray. If you don't understand what's happening, what we're praying for, then you just carry on and pray for your country as we pray for ours. And all around the world, we've got a spinning ball around us. And here we see the earth that is turning. And we're over here. There's some people sitting over here. They're praying out there on the island of Reunion. That goes up into France, into Europe, and around the world. Now, tonight, I want to say to you that this whole situation of us praying like this, the biggest thing of it all is that we are in agreement. God spoke and said, my house is a house of prayer. It will be called a house of prayer. We are a people of prayer, and therefore we must pray all the time. Tomorrow night, we continue on the same note, and it's always, I've done this a few years now in a row, that I found that the first night, it's massive pressure. You need to be on the platform to experience the pressure that we feel on the platform. It's massive pressure. The second night is the breakthrough night. We normally find second night, that thing just, it's like the dam wall has bursted. Tonight we've plowed open the ground, and tomorrow night we're sowing the seed and we're sowing the rain. We need to seriously pray for each and every country, and now I want to particularly just focus in on South Africa. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the economy. There's a lot of things at the moment that are corrupt. And God spoke a word, and He said that there will be so many things that will be revealed in the days to come that the newspapers will not be able to cover them all. In fact, things that happen will be flatly ignored, because they're not big enough stories, but they're also stories. And God is de-weeding the garden of South Africa. This is a country, this verse that I read, and I need to just take you to this part of the verse. It says here, the Lord, it's in the book of Deuteronomy, and it is in 32 He says, vengeance is mine and recompense, verse 35, their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For the Lord himself will judge his people. Have compassion on his servants, all the people of God. When he sees that their power is gone, this jumped out from the Bible codes to me. And I realized that God is speaking, this is a now word. Everybody say a now word. When God sees the power of his people has become weak, okay, then the church will arise and the Lord will have compassion on all of his servants, and the Lord will cause a move that will outwit the enemy. He will judge the enemy. And by the way, the enemy is not, has never been, will never be human beings of any place. In this place, let me say this to you very clearly. We've said it before. But in the kingdom of God, Racism is irrelevant. It doesn't exist. And so it's a man-made thing. And that hatred that goes with it, that spirit that goes with it, is a damaging thing. So it is banned. It is banned off the ground. We don't even want to know about it. In this place, everybody loves everybody. Say amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. No compromise. No compromise. And we prophesy that there will come a day when this land, where people will take hands, people will take hands and become like one. And they will build a place. It will be like paradise. This country will be turned into a place like paradise. We've come through a rough time. We've come through a time of most difficulty, but the time of the Lord is, he says here, their foot shall slip in due time. From the Bible goes, it fascinated me to the ends of the earth. And then he says, he will have compassion on his people when he sees their power is gone. When they grow weak, when they grow weak, God says, I'm still strong. And God will move. We need to pray for our justice system. I'm not through with that at all. I stood in the night. There was just a little situation that took place tonight just before I came on platform. And it shook my boat a little bit for me. The thing was that I stood in a spot in my garden. For those of you watching me from Reunion, you can translate this in French. I was standing in the garden in a specific place. I took my son there the other day and I showed him that spot, taking a few people there. And suddenly a voice spoke and said, you've served me, this is now a few years back already, 30 years on the West Rand in this part of the country. You are now ready to enter the priesthood. And so with that being said, I realized that God is saying something very surprising. Why would he say a thing like that? I couldn't understand for some period of time what the Lord meant, but I know priesthood comes at the number 30. And so that was followed immediately by a series of visions. But what struck me, I don't think my wife has actually seen it, the place where my feet stood, first there grew a strange kind of grass there. The grass died on that spot. And then there grew a kind of bluish grass. At nighttime, you shine with a torch on it. It sort of glimmers in the night. Now that spot where my 2 feet stood, there's no grass growing there. It grows everywhere, but it doesn't grow on that spot. And that where you see the 2 spots, here's the 1 foot, there's the other foot, and the grass was dead. And from that moment, now it's still like that. No grass is growing in that spot. It's still a spot every night I go back and I meet with God out there every night for this nation to stand in the gap for this country, to stand in the gap for the people of God in this nation. God said he wondered that there was no intercessor. You know what an intercessor is? An intercessor is from the Hebrew word para, which means someone who takes up the sword and falls with vengeance on the enemy and strikes back. So we've done this in the spirit. I was disturbed in the week when I saw, obviously we see the news, we see the corruption in the land, we've got a lot of prayer to do. I'm also very pleased to see the young people here tonight. There's a lot of young people in the church, and I'm pleased for everyone who's praying. If you're in a faraway church, I'm pleased to have you with. Destiny Church out there in Umhlanga Rocks with Mark Bredenkamp. There's Clive Gopal and them. Their big night's going to be, I think, from tomorrow night. Also the USA, as I've said before. But the fact is that from that moment, God showed me visions. These visions were in a string. And in the week, there were things said and shown on television that fitted so exactly that it's actually scary. I saw the exact precise spot, the very address of where the spirit is focused upon. I saw it about now, must be about 2-3 years ago. I saw the exact spot from where it came and what would happen. I saw fallen angels coming down, pitch black. I tell you, they are so black. They can't get blacker than that. It's darkness. the devil is called the prince of darkness. You can't get darker than that. I saw that darkness come down, and they came down in blistering speed. And they hit people on the road. And as they hit the people on the road, in the street address that was given this week on the television, that scene, that whole thing, it played off some time back in a vision of the night. And when they touched the people, their heads turned into the heads of monsters. And whoever they touched, those people were converted and were under the control of the devil. Whoever they touched and spoke to, they also, their heads turned into heads of monsters. And they went into a rebellion. And God said, pray. So we're going to pray. We're going to stop this thing. Because I want our government to be a success. I want South Africa to be a success. I want the state president to have the wisdom that he needs. I want the ministers of the cabinet to have the wisdom and the fear of the Lord. That's what we want. We want God and Christ to be formed in them and in every country, particularly also France, because there's a lot of French people following us. We want God. For once, when the church grows weak, the church shall become strong, according to these Bible codes verses I just read you. So therefore, let us focus. Tonight was the opening night. We broke up, like they say, the fallow ground. Tomorrow night, I'm not through with this thing, with the court cases and with what I've seen in the spirit. They are everywhere. These spirits are on the streets. And it's for us to unleash the angels of war by prayer. We don't play games when we pray. When we pray, we get results. The Church of Jesus Christ is not another religion. It's a relationship with God. And we pray and we get results. The dams shall be filled. The Vaal Dam shall overflow. The Cape Dams shall have enough. The Eastern Cape, the drought shall be broken. The heaven shall open and God will pour out the Spirit. There will be revival and there will be revival worldwide. Come on, let's stand up and give the Lord a praise. I say, revival worldwide. And I tell you now, I'm so revved up with this thing that I'm ready to send some of my pastors into some of those courthouses where you, those magistrates, those courthouses, just go right in there. Lord, die, let that demon try and manifest there. He'll take a trip to the place that he doesn't want to be. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Because we're not afraid of the enemy. We bind, we break Satan's power, and we take authority, and we're getting all the nations to pray with us, even if they don't follow us, even if they turn down the sound, but they're praying exactly the same dates around the world, we will have a world on fire for Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Give the Lord a praise offering. Everybody together. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give God a praise offering. You may go in the peace of the Lord. See you tomorrow night.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.